episode. Y'all know where we at. We at the Cain is Able podcast, where we talk about everything everybody else scared to talk about, goddammit. And this week, I'm gonna talk some shit to some motherfuckers that don't wanna hear it. I think they blind to the fact. I think they naive to the fact. I think they biased. But we gonna see. We gonna see what everybody got to say. So today I decided to assemble a cast of very intellectual musical minds, very opinionated musical brothers, to help me with this topic and this discussion today. So first off, I'm gonna introduce, he's no longer a fuck nigga today, he's just a nigga, my dog OG Bobby.
What up, dude?
How you doing, brother?
Cool.
Two-way the gang bow.
Yeah. All that.
How you been? Everything good with you?
Everything good. I ain't complaining about nothing.
That's what's up. We about 2 weeks away from the mixtape, right?
I forgot about that.
Oh shit. New rappers.
But I will have something for you in 2 weeks though.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. And returning after a long awaited hiatus, he been smoking 70 Cuban cigars and drinking gin on First Street. He finally decided to come back, and it's hell the same lift it was since last time I saw him.
Dang.
Man, my dog Frank Nitty Nitro.
What's up, man? You are op today, man. What's going on, man?
I was born one. Yeah. I was born one. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if you take op and put it back with his belt, PPO. Bother me, I'm telling the police officer. Because I'm a civilian. And next, if Jay-Z was to eat sushi and it fuck his stomach up, and he goes to the bathroom and throw it up, it's gonna spit out the First Street Extension legend Jovito. Jovito plus.
Hey, I'm glad he didn't say shit in that. Damn, what up, though? What up?
Now, if he did shit it out, damn.
No.
And it was one of them constipated shits that he had to grab his ankles and push. It would definitely not be easy.
Hey. Ooh. He spitting today.
Damn,
he spitting today.
Bars.
I got my dog Be Easy with me. What's up,
what's
brother?
What's up, man?
How you been?
Hey, good. Tired.
Yeah, you working hard. You did a lot of drinking. You don't usually do that, so.
I pretended like I was drinking.
Smart man, smart man, smart man. So we gonna jump right into it today, man. I'm pretty sure everybody on social media in this day and age, everybody know what came out, what dropped this past Friday. God did.
God did.
God did.
God did. And the controversial verses on that track. Everybody wonder who had the best verse. Everybody wanna know who went the hardest.
Myself, Ho. My name is Ho. H to the OV.
Yeah.
I used to move snowflakes.
I don't think so.
Ho.
So today, bro, we ain't got to do no numbers. Shout, we ain't got to do no games. We going to jump right into this motherfucking discussion why the grease hot. We going to put this fish in there. Mm. So, first off, before we even get to the best verse, the bars and all that, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go around the room starting to my left. So, plus that, you first, give me a scale of 1 to 10, what you rate the song as a whole.
The song as a whole?
Production, verses, the people that Khaled put on it, all that.
12 plus, man.
Mm. Mm.
12 plus.
How many times you listened to it before you came today? Pause.
I promise you, bro. I'm pulling my title up, bro. And it's the song on my.
That's title. How I know you're a real fan, because you got Tyler.
Right now.
Man. I still got Apple Music.
Right now.
I ain't lying.
Right there. You see it highlighted, right? Uh-huh. I was just playing that, bro.
On repeat.
On repeat. I'm going to listen to that shit until I learn.
every word.
From all three. From all three.
Okay, that's fair.
Respectfully, I'm going to learn the whole song.
That's fair. Nitty, you just listened to it for the first time, right?
Yeah, when I walked in the doors.
Wait, today?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here?
Cause you know, like, I don't like to listen to it when everybody meet riding on shit. So
yeah.
I'll wait for a couple of days or a couple of weeks.
Nah, don't one of them ones though, cause I should have called you on that one. Them one of them ones.
Yeah, it definitely is one of them ones. I didn't even know it dropped until I got on Facebook and saw people talking about it. So since you probably got the freshest ears to it, scale of 1 to 10, Nitty, what you give it?
I'm gonna go ahead with a 10.
Okay, we got a 12 plus and a 10. Bob, what about you?
I give it a 10. Like it was the way it was put together, I give it a 10.
Definitely, okay. I don't even want to ask him, but I'm going to ask him. B?
I give it a 9.
Oh. That because you think the other rappers suck?
No, I don't think they suck. I think the song, like, you know, got better and better. But I give it a 9. I got to listen to it a little more. But I got a hard grade.
You done listen to it 1,200 times?
I do, but I just, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure it's there.
So basically you're saying it got to grow on you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, initially, I was swerving on 95. You're like, promise. Oh, shit.
Promise.
But, you know, I got to make sure I'm still swerving.
A week later.
What's the downside? Everybody, you know, I got at a 12 plus. So what's the downsides to it? Other than, you know, what you just said, B.
Downside?
Like, well, why you're not making it a 10? Yeah.
I'm just reserving that one. Yeah. You might get the other half of Mike like they did the Source. Yeah. Like the Source did, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Who had the weakest verse?
Hold on, let me get my rating.
Oh, yeah.
And my shit.
I forgot.
Yeah. I give it an 8. But only because I felt it did a disservice to Ross and Wayne based off verse length. You know what I'm saying? Everybody verse was fire. The song was fire. But I felt like if, you know, the other artists got the time that Hov did, then I definitely would have gave it a 10. But I don't know if Hov, like you said, was in his, what he said, was in his element, or that's his passion speaking. What he said? I know one of y'all know. What he said? Towards the end?
His passion.
Forgive me, that's my passion.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's like he was just in his zone, or if Khaled told him, like, hey, I'm going to reserve these last.
You got to think. My fault.
You good. It could have been Jay-Z and DJ Khaled's song, and he put Ross and Weezy on it.
Or when the last time we heard a Jay-Z verse. Yeah. So this, you know what I'm saying? This the first one this year. Not the first one
about
this
the
year.
Third no, this no, year, really.
About, yeah. But
man, point disproven already.
No. I can't give it out. But you know what I'm trying to say now.
At first I did until he said it is third verse. So.
But it's been a while since we heard a good whole verse, you know what I'm saying? And this album right here, we already expecting him to be on and knew it was coming. So just the anticipation of hearing a verse and, you know what I'm saying, get that man that time, man.
I mean, let me say this right quick. Why not give Hov the longest verse on God did? I mean, you feel me?
Because normally it don't work out that way. Normally everybody gets 16, but you a rapper, I don't know how that shit work. But usually everybody shit be about the same amount of time.
Man, that's Jay-Z.
It would be 2 8s and a 16.
Even on his other features, he ain't really get 12 minutes to rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
you got to look at it as Jay-Z being Jay-Z.
That's Jay-Z.
And you got Wayne that's claiming to be the best rapper alive.
Since the best rapper retired.
But the best rapper back, so.
No, he technically not back because he ain't putting out an album.
He did. He put out an album after that. 444 came out.
No, I'm talking about now.
We don't know.
Nobody seen a billion before Hov did.
Oh,
man,
shit.
You know he did. Who did? Lane.
A lot of people did.
Who? In the rap game.
Oh, there you go. See?
Come on, we know what he's talking about, man.
I didn't know. He said, nobody.
Don't be that guy.
No, don't you be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Don't you be that guy.
You know what he's talking about. He talking about in the game.
He talking about rappers.
Okay, now there you go. Got to be specific. Because right now, we ain't being specific.
Diddy ain't no rapper?
He ain't touched a bill yet.
He still ain't touched
a bill yet. All that Biggie money.
But so are we going to say he touched a billion, or are we going to say he touched a billion off rapping?
He touched a billion. He came from the rap game.
Because, you know, that same thing about Bron. He ain't got a billion off, like, ball money, but he touched a billion.
Jordan didn't either, but still.
That's what I'm saying. So are we just saying he touched a billion, or he's the first rapping?
No, nobody. It's very rare that somebody
probably gonna do that
in rap.
But in any industry that just gonna get it out of that one industry,
one stream, that revenue stream.
Yeah, right, yeah,
got you. But again, not saying they did anything wrong by giving Jay the longest verse. I'm just saying I felt it was a disservice. That's almost like what that. Remember when T.I. and Ludacris was beefing, and they had that song with who album that song was it? Young Buck.
Young Buck
album, and then he sent Buddy the song first, and so he did his verse, not knowing that he was gonna send it to Buddy, and Ludacris' verse was harder because he got the song second.
He got the
you know what I'm saying?
Heard.
So who's to say Wayne and Ross did their verse first, thinking that we gonna get 16, and then boom, it go to Hope. You know what I'm saying? What if it would have been the other way around? They sent it the whole first, he did 16, then now Wayne would have got the damn 48. You know what I'm saying?
Wayne would have ran out of shit to say.
No silly.
I mean, we done had 9 minute long No Limit songs, so they could have gave them other two niggas damn extra 4 minutes.
Wayne would have ran
not just in those ceilings.
I can't. You can't say that. Wayne did a whole freestyle mixtape.
Not
you,
just in those ceilings though, but Wayne had ass and shit on them squad up mixtapes too. Now, so.
Yeah.
The mixtape where he threw away his notepad. That was, you know what I'm saying, all freestyle.
And why did he throw away his notepad?
Because he wanted to not write like Jigga. Well, allegedly he never had one. But guess why Hove never had one? Because fucking Christopher didn't.
No, that ain't why Hove did. Shit. Jay said it on the song. He did. He even said it in interviews, like, because he was hustling, he'd be writing. And the further away he was hustling, he had to remember his rhymes. So people say he don't write. He really do be writing. He just remember it.
So it was an interview he did where he said the first song that he did with Biggie, he saw Biggie going in the booth without a notepad. And that's the first time I ever saw that. Then when he kind of tried to start
perfecting. I don't know about that. Listen to Lyrical Exercise. What he said on that. Yeah.
Okay. Back to the song.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was kind of. It was kind of disrespectful to the culture to give him that long verse.
He is the culture.
You got two down south rappers on it, and the host of the song.
It's from Miami.
It's from Miami.
He from Tel Aviv.
Miami made him.
He from Baghdad.
And then you give Ho. He basically got his own song.
He do. He deserve it though. You don't think he deserve it? 30 years in the game.
He deserve it for his album. Not
shit, Wayne got 30.
You're right. He came out like 2 years after Jay-Z.
Yeah, Wayne got 30. Hell, and Ross bought that 20.
If Jay-Z was on the whole song, motherfuckers was saying, damn, they should have put down Ross on that. Yeah, they should have put Wayne on that motherfucker. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, because it would have been a Jay-Z song.
Hey, so look, though, everybody had equal opportunity to come as hard as Hov, though. Even though Hov had
not if we're not in the studio together recording, with ain't no equal opportunity. Because if I did my verse and sent it to you, it's like, hey, Nitty, drop your. You ain't gonna just go in there and drop your shit. You gonna listen to my shit first. You be like, oh boy, that nigga came with hard. Hold on, let me erase that. Let me wipe this out. Hell, I can't say that. That nigga said what? You know what I'm saying? And then now you send it to Hov, and I Hov listen to my shit and your shit.
But what if Hov ain't? But you know, all they do is send the beats. Same time though. We only do is send the beats.
What we know because when the whole Ludacris T.I. beef was going on, he heard T.I. verse.
What if they all got that beat at the same time?
Yeah.
You know that's a possibility we don't know.
Fuck, you know, call DJ Khaled and see.
I wish we could call that motherfucker.
Make it possible.
And again, the song was great. Like I said, I just give it an 8 because the other two artists didn't have the same ample amount of time. As you guys say, it's Jay.
Even Ross had a song with Dre 3000. It was called 16 Ain't Enough. And 3000 had more than 16 bars on the shit.
And he killed it.
Yep.
You gonna compare Ross to 3000?
Never, I never. Oh, that.
I'm saying it was 3,000. No,
at least Wayne and Jay is kind of.
The only difference is that's a rapper like paying homage to another rapper, not like a DJ. Like you're not giving you ain't leveling the playing field, even though that's whole.
Even though I mean,
it's a way that you do rap. It's 16 bars.
That's what you say.
So, but it's 2 8s in the 16, right? Mm-hmm. Did you get 2 8s in the 16?
Well, it depends on like 3 minutes.
Talking to Mike, nigga.
A 3 minute song is usually 2 16s, 8 bar hook.
Nigga, I don't know. I came up on no limit, no hook.
I'm telling you,
everybody just go. That's what I came up with. Everybody just go.
No limit had hooks.
Not on the intros.
Oh, you talking about?
I'm talking the intro. So B, you had this post up about the double entendre. Spell check that. Double entendre king.
Oh yeah.
Off the top of your head, can you just got a number of how many you caught?
He had one. He probably like 5 or 6.
And which was your favorite?
The last one that I didn't even catch it. I saw somebody talking about it. The one about got it out the mud and makeup and all of this and that.
Oh yeah,
we was talking about that one.
Okay,
the one I caught was
about the planes.
No, about the sink. I ain't even caught the one about the planes.
Uh-oh.
The one about the sink. He was like,
I got $100 million off the. No, I got a mil off the sink.
Yeah,
without having to try to have to get it out the sink.
Yeah, the sink is his. He did a partnership with a company to like, kind of have low rates for people in jail to talk on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and as he said something about a line before that, he said some shit like, now you don't got to worry about, you know what I'm saying, dying over the jail phone or some shit.
Yeah, because I think he mentioned somebody's name a little bit before that. And I assumed that person got killed.
Got killed, yeah, that's what I assumed too. But it could have been something else, like, But I don't know.
See, think about this, right? And I don't want to deflect, but a lot of shit that he talking about, that people saying he ain't got the best verse, they don't even know what the fuck
he talking about.
They
yeah.
Go over their head. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know what he talking about.
That don't mean it make it the best verse or it went over
it's
my head.
It's all true.
That mean I'm not knowledgeable
it's
of the
all
topic.
About perspective.
That mean I'm not like, knowledgeable of the topic. That don't mean he said something that was so out of this world that it was just that great. Like if he would have said something about astronauts or astronomy, and I don't know the first thing about that shit don't blow my mind because he said it was 17 billion stars in the galaxy and I turned around and bought one and named it after three.
I mean, to me,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
to me, I relate to rap that's real. When the shit real, you know what I'm saying? I try to like dive to the real shit. So if I know that man speaking all the way real, that's just the best for me.
I agree with the relateness to it. But what I'm saying is when people be like, people ain't even caught that or that went over their head. What I'm saying is if you're not knowledgeable to the subject matter he was speaking on at that particular time.
So how can you judge it?
It's not judging. It's just saying that I'm not knowledgeable. So it wasn't great wordplay for this person because they don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if like he knew what sync was or whatever, yeah, then that's why I could see him be like, damn, he put that shit together.
Yeah.
But to a person I didn't know, like I saw Aubrey McKay when he wrote the verse out on his status, he put sync twice. So yeah, I'm assuming he thinking that Hov grabbed $1 million off the actual sync, S-I-N-K, without having had to get it out the sync, yeah, S-I-N-K.
He put the whole verse on
it? Just that bar right there. Bar right there, you know what I'm saying? So now when he tell me, you know what I'm saying, what sync he talking about, now I'm like, oh shit. But to a person that wasn't knowledgeable to a nigga that thought he was grabbing some cash off the sync or had never even knew what sync was, not saying it's not a great bar. I'm just saying if you're not knowledgeable to the subject matter, then what makes it great?
Understand it.
You know what I'm saying? It's not saying it wasn't great, yeah, but if I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If a mother came out, if Eminem did a bar about white supremacy and the white people was like, boy, that shit was crazy. But I'd be like, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck you talking about. A burning cross, what? Yeah.
But that's just culture period. Like a lot of shit that we do as far as like memes and GIFs and shit and on social media,
mm-hmm,
only we get that shit because we watch them movies or we know, you know what I'm saying? We know the references. The people that don't, they might chuckle at it or whatever, but they won't get it. So the lines that he write or whatever, that for the people that get it,
they get
it's for them people.
And that don't mean it ain't great.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That don't mean it is. It didn't catch me because I didn't know if he was talking about the sink shit.
Well,
now you...
Well, catch up.
No, you can't say catch up because the mustard wasn't there. No. You know what I'm saying? Like when he had the line about the three bit who touched the bill first, and then you know how many billionaires came from his home, and he named them. Motherfuckers act like that shit was like out of this world. He named three names and then a fourth one to me. Now, the feat that he did by creating those three billionaires, I get it. Great feat. You did that. But don't sit here and highlight those bars and make it seem like he said something out of this world. He named three names.
$1 billion is a lot of money, bro.
The feat is great.
And it's facts.
The feat is great. Yeah, the feat was great.
And it's facts.
I fried the hell out of some chicken last week. What I used, Lowry's seasoning salt. That don't mean the shit was hard. I just told you what I used to fry my chicken. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, B man.
Jay-Z be like, I made a paper plane and I threw it and it landed in the trash. And niggas be like, oh my God, that nigga said some shit.
That's only
Listen. We talking
that's only them New York niggas.
Listen, man, we talking about $1 billion.
And
in an industry where you got like multiple artists, majority artists complaining about their record labels, complaining about their deals and mm-hmm. their management and shit like that. They getting shitted out their money. And this dude can honestly say that three billionaires came from him, maybe four. That's crazy, man. That is crazy. That's crazy.
That's the feat.
Name another artist.
But I'm just saying, like, who can say that? So how is that not a big thing for him to say, for him to damn talk his shit.
It's a great thing to say, but he didn't make y'all. But the people that sharing that particular bar made it seem like he said something in a particular way that was like never seen.
That's your perception, though.
And again, as I said on Facebook all week, this is my opinion.
No. I'm saying that's your perception of why they shared it.
Why they shared it, yeah.
Then nobody ever said I'm sharing it like this because this line's so hard.
Right.
They might be sharing it just because of the feat. So you saying they sharing it like such and such and such? Mm-hmm. Nobody ever said that. But you just taking it like that.
But everybody said it was sharing it because the bars was the best verse. But I definitely get what you're saying. You right.
That's the easiest verse to share.
And No, Wayne shit was easy because Wayne shit had shit going on your head.
No, I'm talking about the line. That's the easiest line to share out of all of that. I made three billionaires, whatever.
Not for me. The easiest one was the corner store one. for me.
Yeah, that's
that was the easy one for me. Which again, that's another dope bar. Nitty, you about to say something?
I feel like to the untrained music ill, to the untrained music connoisseur, you know, if you just heard,
if you're a connoisseur, you train.
I say to the untrained
music connoisseur.
Yeah.
So that means you train.
No, I'm talking about.
All right. Come on now, he but, just came back.
Yeah,
just,
come
fight
on.
Back, cuz. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that. But yeah, you know, if you listen to the song, you would think that like whole just the rip that whole verse was the best because you know it's the longest. But now you gotta be mindful that Weezy said some shit.
He did,
and also Ross said some shit. So we ain't gonna just sit here and just be like, well, whole shit this because Weezy said a lot of shit too.
I actually feel like that was a Ross beat.
And it
that was a Cali beat.
No, I mean like that's the type of beat that Ross normally
type of flow.
Yeah, if Ross' album got 12 songs, 8 of them sound similar like that. Is what I'm saying.
Or start like that.
And you got to remember, he kind of started out with Cali. You know what I'm saying? So you know they got they meshing in their chemistry. Again, with Jay verse, when he said, I've got my man name, but he said he lost 10.
Emery.
And then we came back, got 10.
Got 10 back.
Came back for interest.
I didn't know what he was talking about then because he said M. So the whole time,
he
I thought
Eminem.
Yeah. But I saw your post with the double country drummers. And that what told me what he was talking about. So now, once I get knowledge about it, like, oh, shit, that was damn dope.
But, like, for me, I knew about, he'd been rapping about Emery forever.
Yeah, yeah. So. He has him and Ty Ty and all them guys, yeah. Because one of the dudes don't fuck with him no more, right? The one that he claimed left him in jail or whatever.
Dehaven.
Yeah. I just saw an interview with him.
Y'all are some real fans, my brothers.
But I mean, I've been listening to Jay since I was in the ninth grade.
Me too.
And so like,
but I don't know nothing.
But your ninth grade was my college years.
What's your first Jay-Z album?
Damn, you old.
Reasonable Doubt.
Damn, you old.
What was Hard Not Life on?
Volume 2.
So that's my
I
first
I started,
one.
My first one was Volume 1. Then I went back to Reasonable Doubt because I was like,
you're talking about life and time.
You was the first Jay-Z fanatic I ever met.
My brother.
Yeah, you was the first one.
So basically you saying you went back to Life and Times of Sean Carter, Volume 1.
No, I started.
What you started at.
I started on Volume 1. And when I heard Volume 1, I had to go back for Reasonable Doubt because I was like, man, this nigga here talking that shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then Volume 2 came. It's a hard knock.
And see, and that's when I called him, and I was like, "The fuck is this nigga singing Annie for?" Like, I was like, I hated him. And then he had Big Pimpin, and of course me being down south, he on the song with UGK. I'm thinking like, man, this New York nigga fucked the song up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So me getting introduced to Jay was the commercial songs. So I'm like, this nigga trash. But then you keep hearing people talking about Jay the hardest. I Hov at school every day, man. Jigga this, Hov that, da da da. And then eventually I heard Pops Left Me. Mama, you know what I'm saying? I heard that shit. And but what caught me was
the beat.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's when I went back. So that was what,
2001.
So now we in 2022. So 21 years ago was when I started listening to him.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Nigga still got a jumper. That's crazy. A nigga jumper still wet, baby. Still get you 32, 8, and 8.
I mean, he is that. I give him that. I just sometimes don't agree with. It's almost like the LeBron Jordan shit.
I was gonna say.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I say Jordan the GOAT, that don't mean I hate LeBron. I think LeBron ass. I just prefer Jordan. So when I say Wayne verse was better, to me, I don't mean Jay verse was ass.
But when you compare Brian to Jordan, it's certain things that make Jordan the GOAT. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, this shit finna separate the rim now. Hold up. Before we even speak on that, let's see who all think the GOAT is. Let's go, OG.
I think it's GOAT A and GOAT B.
God
GOAT
damn.
A, MJ, that,
hey, yo, that B. Hold on, we talking about music or we talking about ball?
He going to ball. Yeah. What are you talking about, ball?
I totally agree, bro.
What are you talking about?
I just say, damn. You know, before we
doing a ball or rap?
He talking about ball.
Yeah,
okay,
ball.
All right.
We just finna ask the room right quick because it's tough deciding to go. And that MJ, LeBron, and I'm going to add Kobe to that too.
Hell,
that
no.
what he said, A and B. You talking about Kobe?
No. I know he's straight going Jordan, LeBron.
He said both on the GOAT.
I got Magic over LeBron.
MJ changed the game to the way that they were playing it because now it's all about threes. But LeBron, he did it his own way, and he's still considered neck and neck with MJ. MJ wasn't a pass first dude. He going to get his and they going to win.
Right.
LeBron, for 20 years in the league, he got the same averages from high school. How many people can do that for 20 years?
I get that. So it ain't no GOAT. You just both of them.
How I think it's GOAT A, GOAT B. They both GOATs in their own way.
What about you, B? Oh, I already know that. Never mind. Yeah.
Who?
Don't ask me that.
Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Hov?
Who?
I didn't know.
Who living in China, ain't it?
I didn't know. I thought you was, you know, LeBron way or something. No. I like what he said, GOAT A and GOAT B, but I'm saying GOAT A, Jordan, GOAT B, Kobe.
The only reason why I would say
so LeBron ain't even your GOAT to you.
I don't feel like LeBron, and he still got a lot of, you know, some more years left, but I don't feel like he got that kill mentality that them boys got that put them on the GOAT status, you know what I'm saying?
The only reason why I wouldn't put Kobe as a GOAT because he was MJ.
A replica.
Yeah, he got the same moves as MJ. LeBron did it his own way. You can't
that
say
that if MJ the GOAT and Kobe did it the same way MJ did it, but
you gonna sit here and say
he's the baby GOAT.
OG ain't the GOAT. You gonna sit here and fell short.
You gonna sit here and no LeBron fell short.
Okay,
here you got Jay-Z, the GOAT of rap, and you got Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne did it his own way. He don't rap like Jay-Z, but he's still considered one of the best rappers. So if you gonna do Kobe, like that's like saying, what's a nigga that rap like Jay-Z? Or you could say Jay-Z's rapping like Big.
Yeah.
But he ain't though.
But y'all don't say he Big really to GOAT.
Ain't. I'll put it like this.
So how you gonna say
I hear Big and Jay in a lot of people's top fives. I rarely hear Lil Wayne in people's top fives.
Because you got a
But they all Southern.
I don't know, man.
My cousins from New York, they love Wayne. Like they love Wayne.
I'm listening to Lil Wayne since he was. I thought he was
Toonchi.
Yeah, nah. Since he wasn't even Toonchi. He was who did they used to call him before they called him Lil Wayne? Weezy.
Thought it was Toonchi.
When him and BG was in the group, like BG real name ain't BG. They was called the Baby Gangsta.
Baby Gangsta. I mean, that what BG stand for?
Yeah, but they was calling him Doogie. That was his real name.
Oh, yeah, I heard baby the brother call him that.
Yeah, so they gave him that name, but they used to call Wayne. So they might have always called Wayne. But anyway, that's how long I've been listening to them boys like since back then. So
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Wayne nice, but he ain't in my GOAT conversation.
So let me ask y'all a question. So where y'all put Fab at? He's another up north rapper.
Are we rating artists or rappers?
Top five.
Because it's different to me. A rapper and an artist ain't the same thing to me.
Top five.
I mean like an artist.
A lyricist artist. He's not in my top five as an artist.
He ain't in my top 20.
Not in my top. I ain't gonna say 20. I at least say
so this is why I say that.
He's in my top 20.
He ain't in my top 20.
Definitely in my top 20.
This is why I say that.
Top five, no.
Y'all put Kobe right under MJ, right? The reason why Fab can't be bigger than what he is because of Jay-Z.
Hey, hold up.
Why you say that?
Nah. First of all,
if Biggie was here, Jay-Z wouldn't be as big as Jay-Z. That's how it go.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Y'all niggas said if Big was here, Hov wouldn't be in this position.
Now,
if Big was here, y'all would have got the commission.
There you go.
Hov was going to always be Hov.
They don't even know nothing about that. They don't even know nothing about that. They never heard none of that.
Check this out, though. You know a dope artist, like in the city. You know a dope artist.
Yeah.
This nigga be saying some shit. He can rap. He can do this and do that.
Yeah.
But he ain't got that recognition. If Biggie was here, it wouldn't have been enough light to shine.
Why not?
And not saying that Biggie is better than Jay-Z or Jay-Z bigger than Biggie. It's not the talent.
You basically saying they was gonna choose.
Hold up. But check this out though. DMX was out when Jay-Z was out. Mm-hmm. And Hov still got his shine.
And DMX is not Biggie.
DMX probably bigger than what Biggie would have been.
We can't say that because he died.
That man had his own culture with him.
DMX had two platinum albums in one year.
Biggie ain't had no culture with him. Only thing he had was a couple Coogi sweaters and that was it.
And we still talking about this man.
Biggie had the culture.
Biggie made fat black niggas cool.
And that's what I'm about to say. Yeah, he ain't even had
but
the image.
He didn't have a culture with him that Rough Riders had when DMX and them came out.
X bought that culture to life. I mean to light.
So like
that bike life shit was already going on in Philly, New York, DC. You know what I'm saying? But he brought that shit to the screen, and then bringing it to the screen. Now you got Rough Riders in South Carolina at Bike Week. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Rough Riders was that bike,
the lifestyle.
That bike shit was going on before. That's rap shit though.
That's what I'm telling you. That's why I say X brought it to light.
But the lifestyle,
the same way with police shootings been going on.
But no, like you saying, now you got Rough Riders in South Carolina at Bike Week. It always was Rough Riders in South Carolina.
That, I think that's how they used to move their dope, like through the biker gangs.
I don't know all that. The point I'm making is that shit was already going on before X put it to light. You know what I'm saying? It was already going on. There was that Bike Week. There was that Freaknik. Yes, I know. But what I'm saying is X is what made it relevant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To them cities, that was big shit. You know what I'm saying? Down here, you couldn't even get a bike if you was in the city limit. You had to live in Mechanicsville or somewhere.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all niggas bought that shit uptown. You know what I'm saying? That's not saying that y'all started it. X kind of put that shit on screen on the videos. Y'all like, man, I can do that shit down Main Street. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, OG Bobby. I get what you're saying, but if you mentioning Fab, then let's take it a little bit before Fab and go with Mace, right? So Mace came up under Jay with the fly shit, you know what I'm saying, get money shit, cars, bitches, all that. Mace took off. Mace could have been damn near another Jay-Z.
That motherfucker went to the pulpit, started preaching too.
That's my point. Like he
cut his own self off.
He did.
He did.
Nah, his partner took his shine.
Cam.
Mm-hmm.
But
definitely,
he don't rap like Jay-Z. The closest you're gonna get to Jay, like to make you really sit and think,
yeah,
it gotta be like a Fab.
Yeah.
Fab. And Nas was there, but Nas went
boring.
Nas went to Africa and lost himself.
Yeah, put your ass to sleep.
But like,
nah, I don't know.
You can't take nothing from Jay-Z at all. No, like no way, shape or form can you even
with the kids like, that had their hands up on the album cover was kind of tough.
What was it called? You don't even know the name of it.
Only thing I remember was the song about
my point exactly.
Cop shot the kid or something like that.
You don't even know those names. It wasn't that memorable.
But it was tough though.
Nas
memorable.
Nas always lacked production to me.
Yeah,
like he's always been a dope lyricist, but his production just always.
I fuck with Nas. I'm just joking.
I fuck with Nas. Yeah.
Like with his Nas promotion head. Team is ass.
Yeah,
That's my point. It's like Jay-Z. If they had to choose between Jay-Z and Biggie and where Biggie was at. Most producers, they don't want to work with the nigga that's up and coming. They want to work with the nigga that's already out there. So we would have heard less Jay-Z with, you know, like.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so check
me. I mean, like, you wouldn't heard him at the level of production and stuff that he was getting. He wouldn't have been able to. I feel like he wouldn't have been able to get that because he got a bigger artist in the same borough.
I kind of feel you, but his first, like Jay-Z first album and Big first album. They wasn't on the same tone. Like they just had different vibes about them.
But even
Jay also changed his style about 3 times, right?
Mm-hmm. But you got to.
I ain't saying nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like he keeps saying about if it was Biggie wouldn't have died, would have been on Jay because Jay sound like Biggie. But the point I'm saying is at one time Jay didn't sound like Biggie. Jay sounded like Jazz O and then another time he might have sounded like Big L.
But when did Jay sound like Biggie in your opinion though?
No, I mean not really sounding like Biggie, but using Biggie rhymes.
He use everybody rhymes.
He do, but the most memorable ones are a Biggie line. But my thing is, at this time, it was white people picking these black people. So they're not looking at it as, this popular
as
black
money.
Man.
Yeah. As money.
What make you think the white people was picking the black people?
I say picking, but I mean like, okay, say like me and you rappers back in the day. You bigger than me, and like they're outside of our culture, so they don't really know what's going on. They just know, oh, he got a lot of following, so they're gonna get you. I might be the better rapper, but because your following is bigger and you're a little more famous, they want to work with you and not with me.
So you think that would happen with Jay and Big?
That's what I think.
But Jay didn't get picked though.
They didn't get no deal.
They made their own deal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that too, but it's
he
like
took that.
It would have been more to fight. It would have been more to fight for. More to
you
fight.
You mean if Big was out there?
Yeah.
But Jay
who's to say Biggie would have embraced Jay-Z as a rapper and say
he did. Big was on Jay's first album.
That shit, Tupac and Big was friends too.
but Jay was on Pac's second album. I mean Jay was on Big's second album. But, like they were about to come out with an album. That's why I said that.
Let me
line.
Paint a picture for you. His Biggie, he's still living.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say him and Tupac squashed the shit. Mm-hmm. Now he don't got nothing to sell his records on. And here comes Jay-Z making noise. Now he about to overshadow Big. So Big turns back on Jay and say, I'm going to be Big. This nigga ain't shit. And now there's more to fight for Jay-Z as an artist that's trying to make their own deal, as y'all say.
Well, okay. I got to ask you this. Do you, because you said Big made his albums off of the beef with Tupac.
Yeah.
You know he never made a diss record.
Never. No, but Tupac. I'm saying he didn't even want nobody
the
to
situation
respond.
Is what
you think that's sold records. It,
yeah, so it's the East, selling
East Coast
records
versus
the
West Coast beef.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with
yeah, that's
that.
What I'm saying.
Y'all think
that's more with Tupac.
Everybody was waiting on that diss, waiting on it. So when he dropped some shit,
yeah, you think
I,
it's gonna be.
I agree with that. I most definitely think like people from California probably was buying Big albums that wasn't buying them before. Absolutely.
But even like Hit 'Em Up, it was Hit 'Em Up on an album. Was that just like a single?
Yeah,
that
was on an album.
That was on an album.
Definitely.
Okay.
I think it was on.
I think that's the number one diss song ever.
No,
that's another. That's another
bitch. You fat motherfucker.
Ice Cube. Ice Cube. No Vaseline. No Vaseline. And then Ether. Even though I know B ain't gonna like that.
Nah, my. Greatest diss probably to me is Story of Adidon.
Oh yeah, that was rough. That was rough.
Over your 40 hunched over like he 80. That's the nastiest rhyme that anybody could ever say, because that man really got MS.
Yeah, I'm pushing when that Drake. That's his producer or manager?
Yeah, his producer.
His producer. So back to the track.
Mm-hmm.
If Big was alive and he gets Ross verse. So it's Big, Wayne, Jay get the 6 minute verse. Would it be fair to say, as great as we thought Big would have been, that Jay got that?
Can I throw a twist in there?
No, you gotta answer the first one first.
I think it would be a little bit tougher if we put.
Do Jay get that 6 minute verse if
that,
Big?
See, that's where I was going. Let's put Big at the 6 minute part and let's put Jay in the beginning. And
seen now, that with now, Bone Thug.
Now is Jay verse as hard as it is without having that six minute right there, and somebody else has it, or you could put Wayne right there and put Big right there and put Big and Jay. In a little short spot.
Man, where y'all grew up at, man? This Jay-Z we talking about.
The
first half of his verse is still like harder than anything the mother
exactly,
boy said.
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. Yeah, what the fuck?
This Jay-Z.
Even the line, the first couple lines, he talked about the billionaires coming from his crib. He talked about the how he turned cocaine into champagne.
Champagne.
He talked about how he cleaned up La Madrina. All of that shit.
All
of that. That's all
it.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Back and forth on that turnpike. I guess it took a toll on him.
That's somebody what? Listening to it.
That's what he said on the last 10 features.
And a nigga listening
the exact same shit, just a different way. He done said the same shit on the last 10 features he did.
Well, peep his word.
The only thing he said new was the billionaire part.
Now, La Madrina shit, that shit new. Yeah. He ain't never rapped on that.
Never
and he talking about, and he was talking about this woman that was that run Rock Nation. She used to be like a kingpin type chick or whatever, but now she worked with him. That's the part he was talking about. Like
they talk about, he said we talk about how we both were selling dope. That's something he done said 67 other times.
He ain't about her.
I ain't saying her. I'm just about the sell dope reference.
He only referenced dope like one time when he mentioned something about the stove or something like that. And I just sat here and read everything.
He said, Jesus turned water to wine.
Yeah. Hov did it with the stove.
God forgive me for what the stove did. That's two already. You said one.
But that was like one line or one bar.
No, that's two. That's two different bars.
Well, I mean.
And there's some other stove talking that. All I'm saying is, that again, the verse was great. I'm just saying it didn't wow me. It just reminded me of another Jay-Z verse.
That's what I was about to say. Like a nigga listening to it that's not a Jay-Z fan, they gonna say, oh, that's Jay-Z doing Jay-Z shit. Yeah.
Like a girl.
What's better than that?
What's better than Jay-Z doing Jay-Z shit?
And again, to me, Wayne verse was just harder to me. But that don't mean I'm shitting on Jay verse.
What made Wayne verse hard?
Because I'm saying that just another Wayne verse.
Give me some Wayne lines.
I'm saying that just another Wayne verse.
And that's why I call it an opinion.
Yeah.
And all I said on Facebook was, I, Mr. Kane, who was fucking able, said I liked Wayne verse better. I didn't say, well, Jay-Z shit was trash. I like Wayne verse better because, one, again, I grew up more closer, not closer to Wayne, but listened to more Wayne music because I was already listening to Wayne before I got into Jay. 99, 2000, 2001, Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got into Jay yet. So I'm a little more hip to Wayne and his double conundrums.
He don't have any. I'm reading it right now.
Not on that song.
Not on that song.
But when he said shit like, I guess I got to act an ass and make you the motherfuckers kiss me. Meaning kiss my ass. That resonated to me because I tell a lot of motherfuckers, man, fuck you, kiss my ass. That resonated to me. Like you said, the realness.
That was dope.
You know what I'm saying? When he said they got to, what did he say? They going to overestimate me for the, whatever he said. It's certain shit that I caught. I was like, okay, I fucks with that. Yeah, it was shit Jay said that I fuck with. But again, it was Jay. It was just, I done heard this from Jay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't wow me. Now, if that had been somebody like Benny the Butcher,
what the fuck?
And he said the shit Jay said, I would have been wild because I wouldn't expect that from him.
Yeah,
because
we not used to shit like that coming from fucking Benny the Butcher.
No, Benny the Butcher hard. Benny the Butcher hard.
He is.
But he ain't Jay.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Benny ain't Conway, but that's another story.
Even if Wayne would have said the shit that Jay said.
He right now.
Even if Wayne would have said the shit Jay said, I might not have been too wild because that's Wayne.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess my bar so high for Jay.
That's great.
He said it like that.
Nah, I'm an honest nigga. I ain't no fuck nigga. I'm an honest nigga.
So you saying your bar is low for Wayne? So when
because the bar for Jay for what Jay has been saying for the last 10 years since he supposedly retired before 4-4-4, it's like nah. He got to really. I'm the same way with Ross. Like I'm tired of him about you being the biggest boss and this. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. Like the bar here. I want you if you can take it here. You know what I'm saying? Jay didn't do that for me because I'm not a Jay fanatic like most. But if that had been Wayne said the exact same shit Jay said.
I don't like you saying fanatic, nigga. Like,
that was all off. That was all off.
We just fans, man. Yeah.
Look,
hey, what a nigga, anybody coming to see you, Otis? That's how the Jay said.
We just, you know, appreciate.
Nigga, you told me you was part of the Beehive.
I am.
See? That's a fanatic.
But I'm a rock boy too.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got no stakes in them shafts.
So why not? You ain't heard him saying the rhyme that the weed company went public?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Stakes in it.
Yeah.
Get your mind right.
Let me see him.
Pull it up
on Robin Hood.
You can't get it on Robin Hood.
What is the hardest? Let me ask y'all this. What is the hardest bar in that song to y'all?
In the verse or the song, period?
Just the song, period.
Because,
I mean, it's a couple of them, but.
For me, I think the one that popped in my mind is niggas smell blood when they see a shark in the water, they turn fishy. Let me go.
That's so simple. It is somebody saying a lot.
It's basically saying when I'm here, all y'all niggas get scary and look like food.
But let me say what he said.
You know what I'm saying? It's simple, but I get it. I'm here, somebody bleeding, I'm gonna eat all y'all niggas.
You right where I'm at, because I was looking at the bar right before he said that. Who was that, Wayne?
Yeah.
He said with the odds stacked against me, I could crack Da Vinci. I know only God could judge us. I say that for Britney. They smell blood. They smell blood like the sharks. They start acting fishy. Well, I'm going to have to act the ass.
Well, y'all going to have to kiss me.
There you go.
Copyright infringement. Hey, listen. Who is Mike Wallace?
The nigga that interviewed Farrakhan.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That nigga half Muslim.
I was just checking, man. You know what I'm saying? That was fucking down.
When they call squad, I know what's going on.
Who else could say
that nigga was in the county reading the Quran.
Nah, nigga, I was at Evans reading the Quran, nigga. 37:08:17.
But nah,
who else would say something like that? But Jay, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Farrakhan in the interview with Mike Wallace. I think y'all should just be quiet. You remember the interview?
Mm-hmm. It got shared on social media a good bit.
After the verse.
No. But before.
Even before that. Even before. Now it's going to be.
After the verse.
So
the only reason why I called it was during the time when, what's the nigga name that claimed he got the damn master's in psychology, but they don't know where he went undergrad. Yeah. So when I was watching a lot of his videos, you know, after the video go off, they're going to next post something that's relatable. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Name Umar. Black, Pan, African, whatever. So eventually some Farrakhan and what's the other guy's name? Farrakhan and the other guy. Elijah Muhammad. Some of their interviews came up. So that's how I caught that interview. But I never knew the guy's name until the song.
Mike Wallace.
Yeah. Like, I remember the interview. You know what I'm saying? But until Jay said it, I didn't know that was his name. Again, I'm not a fuck nigga. I'll admit when I learn some shit and when
that's
I'm wrong.
Cool. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So... Again, you are exactly right. Now that interview probably gonna go to fucking a million views over this weekend.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And now they gonna listen to the interview and hear something that was said in it. Not about, but Jay said that shit in the interview, man. You know what I'm saying? Not Jay put y'all on something new.
But now the thing
see
is,
the
though,
power,
but
see the power in just that. My bad, B. Yeah. But see the power in this man's words where he could basically like.
6ix9ine did the same shit.
If 6ix9ine, if any other rapper in the music industry would have said some shit like that, no one would have went and looked back at that. That interview.
Nah, yeah.
I can't say that.
Niggas is nosy now.
I can't say that.
It is. Some people, but I can't say that. Young boy couldn't have said that.
But I think
niggas would have looked at
if Big Crit would have said that.
No, you know,
our kids would have looked at
Young Boy, my dude. I fought with Young Boy, but Young Boy said on one song he was like,
he fucked boys.
No, no, man.
He did say that on one song.
Please.
God. Like Condoleezza.
He said some shit like, she got me listening to Jodeci, but I don't know his music like that. He said some shit like that on the song. I forgot how it go. But that, like, Young Boy, like, he said that line, and, like, nobody would listen to him saying no shit like that and think it's something deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't, you know. But I fuck with Young Boy, though. That's my boy.
Yeah, he's one of those artists that no matter how much I hate the young artists, when he drop on Friday, I got to go at least give it one listen.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I hate Kodak.
Oh, Kodak. I love Kodak.
But for some reason, when he dropped, I got to give it a listen.
Kodak got a couple bodies too. That's why I fuck.
See, Kodak and Youngboy are similar to me because it depends on what mood they in when they made that tape or album, of how that tape will go. Sound, so you can tell when Youngboy feel like somebody betrayed him because his shit gonna sound angry as fuck. You can tell when his baby mama's fucking because he just sounds sad on that song and I love you, I get your herpes, all of that shit. And then you can tell when he beefing with a nigga because it's all about op this, green flag that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never heard a Youngboy album.
Really?
Never heard Kodak album.
Man, Kodak got some
Kodak
shit.
Kodak can rap, bro.
He's getting more into the harmonizing, but when Kodak rap,
he can rap, bro.
I would have thought he's retarded. Like, just seeing how he act and how he talk. But you know, it might be a South Florida thing. I ain't sure. Kodak. But when you listen to his interviews and shit, when he try to do his freshman class freestyle, and he's like, man, who fuck with that beat, man? I don't freestyle. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this nigga retarded.
But if you can rap.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't that saying peachy? They can't rap. I just can't.
That song he did with Diddy's son was tough.
Yeah.
Can't stop. Yeah.
And he rolled the hell out that little fat that beat.
Yeah, he did.
He rolled the hell out that shit.
And Youngboy got a cult following, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, he could drop some trash. And that shit.
Everybody say that shit hard.
Go platinum overnight.
He gonna go platinum overnight. Most streams, most plays.
I think he the most streamed person.
Yeah, and YouTube tried to take all this shit down one time, I think.
But see, that's not just a following, that's what life, because the Young Boy fans, the fucking LeBron fans, and all them
Jay-Z fans.
No, chill. All them Young Boy, chill. LeBron, and fucking certain other demographics exclude the Jay-Z fans, but all of them, like, LeBron could fucking miss a layup and niggas be like, oh, he made it. And then Young Boy come out with some trash and niggas be like, that shit hot.
Nah. I mean, again, it's an era too, because you got to think about it. And the time we was going buying CDs, right. You know what I'm saying? So if back then to us, if a nigga went platinum, that mean he really sold a million motherfucking CDs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These streams now, your mama paying $9.99 for your Apple Music. So you just download it because it was free for you.
Yeah. Oh, you listening to the free on Spotify.
You listen to it on Spotify. But when we was kids, we had to go get that $20 to go get that damn CD. You know what I'm saying? So I think the streaming aspect of it is different. I think the quality of listener is different now. I think now people are listening for trends. And if you can at least sound like what's popping, and you got a certain look to you that, as Hove like to say, what makes it relatable, if you somewhat look authentic to what you rapping about. You know what I'm saying?
That's what Wayne said in his verse though. Like, everybody got dreads and face tats now.
Yeah, he started the tight jeans shit and the Vans and all that. He said that.
He was the apex.
Yeah.
That was hard. Yeah. I fuck with Wayne.
Yeah. So like, if right now everybody's talking about drilling, opping, as you saying, catching your op, and you at least look like you got 3-4 chains, and you just look like you would shoot somebody. You probably never shot nobody in your life. But if you got a video with 20 niggas holding Dracos pointing at the camera, you might do 100,000 damn views.
Mm-hmm.
You might do the 100,000 views, right. You know what I'm saying? But then you might got a nigga like what's that shit down there with Scooter from? Walterboro. You got a nigga like Nick Grant. That's lyrical
that
as fuck.
Can rap, bro.
He's lyrical as fuck. But he's not talking what the trend wanna hear. Album came out with Khaled shit, the Jid nigga. JID nigga. What's the name got a verse on his shit? Wayne got a verse on his shit, that's crazy. But everybody worried about Hov. And that one verse. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing I was saying about
Biggie.
Biggie and Jay. Like, you got niggas, like you saying from Walterboro, the nigga you just said.
Nick Grant.
And you got niggas like, I ain't gonna say their name.
Uh-oh.
But the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And they are popping over there because they with the trends.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have, that was the same shit I was saying with, like, niggas from the same area. White people only want one of y'all niggas famous.
I don't think white people choose, though. That's just me. I ain't racist, though. No. I'm just saying, like, I think, for me, I think the people choose.
I think, what I will say that especially white people nowadays do is back then, when you did an album, and this is why I think mixtapes took off over albums, was because when you did an album for and you was on a label, you had to go sit down in a room and play that shit in front of the white folks. And the white folks might say, oh yeah, I don't like that song. Take that one off. That's too vulgar. That's too whatever. So now that album might sound trash because they told you not to put your best songs on the shit. But a mixtape that is not put out by the machine, I could put whatever the fuck I want to put on there. So as far as a white person picking who they want to pick, I can't say that. But I will say they could have censored back then how good your album might have could have been based on what you was rapping about.
I will say they'll choose to where, let's say like if it was them picking the artists now, because like all them young boys now, they really put themselves out or whatever. Yeah. But you had to you went to them and you looked different, like a Nick Grant or something. You look like a regular person. And you go there and they's like, well, you don't look like a rapper. All the rappers that's selling look like this.
Mm-hmm.
But that still go back to the people that's buying the music because they only going off of what already has been done and already been sold. They ain't not in the culture. They just see what's selling.
They ain't trying to reinvent the wheel.
It's still on. Yeah, they ain't trying. Because the only time like stuff like that happens is after, you know, the people done prove themselves. You know what I'm saying? So it's still on whoever listen to the music, whoever buy the music. I say us as consumers of the music or whatever. They only going to copy what already been done because they don't want to lose money taking a chance. You know what I'm saying? So
that's with civil rights activists and civil right change. Nobody want to be the person that make the sacrifice.
Yeah.
But once you get rich, like Jay said in his song, they gave the right nigga money. Now I can change some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't change shit while I'm trying to get rich because we all know power comes with money. You know what I'm saying? Money bring power. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I might want to be that social activist, but I only got goddamn 20,000 streams right now. Mm-hmm. So nobody give a fuck what I'm talking about. And I don't got the money to make shit happen. Like what he said about Meek, I got Meek out of whole life bid. He could have did that without the money, and the money bought influence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that my thing. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh fuck.
Bar.
Yeah.
Fucking bar.
It was true, but it wasn't nothing great.
Okay, so all right, so and Wayne say I'm the apex. I'm apex. That's hard. But can we confirm that
he's the apex? Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Yes. I feel like everybody was wearing baggy clothes and all that shit. Yeah. And that nigga came with that skateboard shit.
Be a skater.
And the tats.
But it might be somebody who
in the dreadlocks.
But it might be somebody who he got.
How dare y'all disrespect my boy Skateboard P like that?
No, Wayne.
Nobody
Wayne
gave a fuck about what damn P was doing.
You talking about the skateboard shit, but as far as like how people dress and shit.
Pharrell wasn't doing that shit.
People gonna remember that the MTV Cribs that Wayne did when he had the skates in his backyard. Nobody remembers Pharrell on no damn skateboard.
No cap.
And Wayne was out before.
No. Right. Yeah. What the fuck is you talking about?
Making music like people himself.
Bruh, listen, as an artist, that shit ain't start till Pharrell dropped the goddamn Skateboard P Gangsta Grills. Before Wayne dropped his Gangsta Grills, at the fucking Pharrell dropped that fucking Skateboard P Gangsta Grills, Wayne went to goddamn wanting to be Skateboard Man.
I remember when I don't remember what time.
No, the difference is you take Wayne. Why he was at his apex.
Influence.
Yeah. He was at his apex.
P ain't influence. Nobody pick up no skateboard except his cousin.
But if Wayne
if five niggas in here, you the only nigga
around the time.
Wayne influence.
Just around the time when they was starting to call him the best rapper.
It ain't just the skateboard shit now.
It's the fashion,
it's the
dreads.
Double cups, it's the dreads, mm-hmm. It's the tattoos.
Like niggas in Texas been drinking syrup.
Yeah.
The tie
pants. Double cup in Texas.
Huh?
They been double cup.
That's what I'm saying. But when Wayne started rapping about
it, it was all over.
Niggas literally was walking around everywhere with a double cup, even if they weren't drinking syrup.
Yeah.
But every time you saw Wayne in the video, he had a double cup, tattoos in the face. Niggas was mostly clean cut. That's probably Wu-Tang Clan. Now all of a sudden the dreads come along. That you got.
This is what I'm saying. Check it, right? This is what I'm saying. A lot of people can say what Wayne said, then y'all just said it. everybody can't say what Hov be saying. Yeah, and that just separates him from everybody on the song. And we ain't even quote no Rick Ross verse yet. Somebody give me a Rick Ross verse.
Cause Ross said this shit 2 weeks ago when he came out on somebody else's album. But now Ross, I been saying Ross needed to give me some more shit though.
Ross gonna ride the beat, but it, yeah, he just yeah.
I put Ross in the game in the same kind of shit. Like what they put out gonna be tough, but it ain't gonna be like
Ross talk some shit.
He do. He do. Like when he came out and say he bought a cow or some fool shit he said.
To me, if they was gonna do it like that, give Jay-Z that 6 minutes, they could have just left Ross off of it. Yeah. And let Wayne and Jay go at it.
For me,
that would have been crazy.
If I would have looked at the track listing, I might would have said that. But just the way I listened to it, I put the album on, I listened to track one, I was like, okay, that was hard. Listen to track two. I said, okay, Ross on here. Wayne spitting. And then I heard Hov do an ad lib or something. I was like, oh shit, Hov on here.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah, that's it.
It breaks my heart.
I said, my boy on here. Oh God.
What if they would have put Drake on it?
Nah, get out of here.
Yeah. Drake ain't.
No, I can't say that because Drake been in the game about 12 years.
But what I was going to say was,
he would have adjusted for that song.
That I was about to say. Yeah. It depends on what the subject matter would have been. Yeah. If we just rapping, yeah, Drake going to hold his own.
Yeah, he can.
Damn, because if you think about it, people say what they want to say about Jay and the money and the records, but ain't nobody sold more shit than Drake when it comes to rapping.
Yeah.
To this point in his career, he done sold more than everybody. Most number ones, all that. But if we was just on some street shit, like, I don't think Drake could have held their cleats. But if the nigga just said, go in the booth and spit whatever, yeah, Drake would have held his own. Because you really be thinking that light skinned nigga is like that until you look at him again. Like, man, damn, this nigga had me fooled.
That nigga daddy a pimp.
He is that. He's down in Memphis and Project Pat say nobody been not touch him.
Tell you. But to me, how I feel Wayne had the best verse because Jay-Z had 6 minutes. And to me, Wayne's verse, it was more relatable to me. Like, he wasn't doing over the head bars. I didn't know about the sync thing until you said it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I, like, as a man that's just a
rap, it was watered down for us.
Yeah, like a man that's just a rap fan, yeah, not knowing the background of Jay-Z
and all his business investments,
it kind of go over the head.
Yeah.
And I felt like he was like that lion that was the king of the pride, and now you're getting old. And now you got to do what you got to do to stay relevant. You couldn't just do a 16. You needed a whole.
That's a good point.
That ain't no good point. That's a good point. Hold
up. That was great.
Jay-Z on his best unk shit on the song.
Yeah, you say what now? Yeah, OG Bobby. Yeah, that was him. Okay, I'll call you back. Okay.
I love
but that was good for argument purposes. I can't lie. But some lines just don't die, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Some lines.
You know, I got no sense, bro.
Be ready to take the air.
Oh yeah. You know, there be no J slander while I be on the down headset. Nah. And I get it. I get what you're saying. And that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Like, if I'm not a remember the saying that would say it ain't rocket science. Mm. If I'm not a rocket scientist, I can't go into class with a rocket science and understand what's going on. So when Jay get to talking that shit up about his business investments, his other business ventures and all of that, then that don't mean the shit was trash. I just didn't get it. But when Wayne, simple, straight to the point, I got what he was saying. Ross, same shit. That him. Got that boy. Yeah, Ross said that boss. You know what I'm saying? So he's not saying Jay shit wasn't great. Not saying shit wasn't hard. Pause. Just saying that sometimes if you're not knowledgeable to the subject matter, you ain't going to get it.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to drive a stick, so how the fuck I'm going to drive a damn Bugatti? I don't know how to drive a stick.
They making all them shits automatic now.
You know why? Because niggas can't drive sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How the fuck I'm going to go in a dunk contest when I'm 5'5 and I can't dunk?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't that dunking not great? I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. But Jay is that nigga. Like you say, he been doing this shit, 30 years?
Damn, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wayne 20. Hell, Ross might got about 15 in the game. So I think the song, the three people that he chose, I don't think I would sub nobody out for nobody else because I thought maybe Kanye should have been on it. But I think Ross fit. Like I said, he could have just did Wayne and Weezy and left it at that. But I think Ross fit.
I don't think Jay should have been. I mean, I don't think Kanye should have been on that after that.
That's why I thought about it. But then I thought about it.
After he made that billionaire bar right there about mm-hmm. Riri and Ye and all them, I don't think Kanye should have been on that.
So would it be anybody else that y'all could have took? I know y'all not gonna say Jay, but anybody else y'all thought could have been on that
Jeezy
shit?
Jeezy could have been on it. He would have did. To me, he could have held his own more than Ross did. Jeezy.
Oh, Jeezy.
Jeezy talked that shit too.
Yeah.
And I ain't talked that shit in a while.
Wow. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like the reason why
when the whole snowman shit fell out, melted. his shit. Yeah.
The reason why I like Jay, I like all niggas.
He's one nigga trying to stay relevant. Jeezy, Boosie, and Gucci, three niggas that try to stay relevant.
Gucci the worst.
Jeezy,
no, Boosie want to fight with the police every time he get pulled over. He want to fight and shit.
The same way Instagram saved Plies' career. That shit doing that same shit for Boosie right now. Because when Boosie do shows, he got to play all his old shit. He can't play nothing.
Can't play nothing.
He can rock though.
His old shit.
Yeah. But he got to keep that set it off mentality at all times for that shit to still.
Y'all see what Charleston White said? Boy, ain't nobody scared of Boosie. Now we're scared of Boosie. Like, boo! Ain't nobody scared of Boosie. Boosie ain't killed nobody. Now we're Boosie, boo. We're scared of that nigga. And that's how I feel about his shows. Like when Boosie, Lil Boosie, said it all. Goddamn Savage Life. Yeah. Hell yeah. Right. That, when I now hear they talking, I took the vines and I found out with 21.
When Boosie first came out, he did that one song, me and Blaze on our show. We was talking about it, man. We don't want to see it. Nobody want to see We Gon' Show
Your World.
Nobody want to see that. Then he talking about My Brother. We don't want to see My Brother. We want to hear My Nigga.
Yeah, and you got to remember Gucci came out of the feds talking proper and shit. Acting like everybody thought he was a clone.
But listen though, if you was a real Gucci fan, he always rap like that. Like he'll say some shit, like he'll be rapping some hood shit and he'll say a big ass word. Mm-hmm. He always did that shit. He can rap.
But trap guy Gucci way harder than whoever this guy right here is.
Yeah, he put lost himself.
Pounds in the kitchen and all that. Vet passed by all
and
that
that's
shit.
That's where I was going when I said the Biggie and Tupac beef. Now him and Jeezy ain't beefing.
They ain't
relevant. He's irrelevant.
Yeah.
No matter what you did back then.
That brought your point home too. I ain't gonna lie, that brought your point home.
Niggas don't wanna hear your new shit because you ain't killed nobody since you got out of jail.
But the reason why I like this verse.
He ain't smoking on that Pookie Lope no more.
Yeah, that shit, that like he ran that shit in the hole.
The reason why I like this verse so much.
But the last time he could run into the hole was at the Verses though.
Yeah, that's dead.
That's dead now.
Which he lost, by the way.
He did.
I don't know. You was my nigga. We was cool back in the KFC days, but now I ain't fucking with you about that.
You know why? Because Jeezy came in there with the new nigga. He wasn't a street nigga with the big ass t-shirt. Everybody was expecting him to show up as Snowman.
He didn't have on a Snowman jersey though.
But Gucci, Gucci came and beat Jeezy. Beat Gucci without even damn taking it to there.
Man, he got him in his feelings.
He got him in his feelings.
That's why he won.
No. Bro, listen. I feel like that one moment when. Gucci said the Pookie Lope shit was the only moment that he had to say it to Jeezy since the incident happened, bro. Mind you, in public. Niggas be from Dallas and beefing.
No, they from Atlanta though.
He's saying he could have seen him and said it to him before.
Matter of fact, they were in the same place. Niggas run in smaller cities. You feel me? Smaller than Atlanta. But listen though. All right, but listen. The man say he sent them at Tip Show and Jeezy ran.
That's what he say.
So, T.I. confirmed that.
T.I.
and Jeezy was beefing though. T.I.
confirmed that. T.I. and Jeezy was beefing one time.
I mean, Gucci pulled up at T.I. show and Jeezy was there.
I'm going to tell you.
But I'm saying one time T.I. and Jeezy had a little splat going on too. It would benefit him to say, man, yeah, that pussy nigga ran, bro.
Yeah. But check this out though. T.I. ain't the same T.I. since he went to jail. He don't got that.
He expeditiously now.
He not a street nigga no more.
Once you reach a certain age, if you not perfected that craft, you got to recreate yourself over and over. And that's what social media did for a lot of them older guys from the 2003 T.I. Gucci Jeezy. One thing I will give Jay, no matter what trend is out at the time, what style is out at the time, who got the best beats, he gonna always be able to step in that booth and contend with whoever he on the song with. I will always give him that.
That's why I like this verse so much because nobody that rap can talk shit like Jay talks shit.
For six minutes.
And I like I don't care what you're doing, if you playing baseball, football, basketball, if you're the tennis player, if you can talk your shit like Ric Flair, I love that shit. And can't nobody talk shit like Jay. Nobody. Nick Jay said, if they your drug lords, then what are we?
What that make us?
Like, if them the niggas you look up to, who are we? You know what I'm saying?
Just shit like that.
That shit, man. I love that talk.
He always been classic. Like
I love that talk.
Yeah, Jeezy, Gucci, T.I., Bootsy, they couldn't. They'd have been on that song, and that'd have been the verse everybody would have skipped over.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about Jeezy. Now. When Jeezy. when he get in that element,
he could talk. He could talk some shit too, like, but man, he ain't talk that shit.
If Jeezy put an album out, he could talk that shit on two songs
with T.I.
But this would have just been a 16
with two heavy hitters. He couldn't have known.
Yeah,
no, it had to been like Jeezy and Trick Daddy.
No, I can't let you do Jeezy like that.
With me for the Jeezy shit, you would have to keep Ross and Wayne on there and take Hov off. I know that's gonna sound fool, but Jeezy wouldn't have sounded right on there.
Put Meek Mill on the shit.
I was just about to say.
Meek would have went crazy now.
The last question I got for y'all was what my next question about to be pertaining. It ain't even pertaining to Meek, but I was gonna say, strip the song, that same song down just to the beat. Name me the best three that would have did it. Like another three that would have made that song a 10, like y'all say. But take off Ross, take off Wayne, take off Jay. What are three artists you think could have did that song and still made us been sit here right now talking about it? And I know nobody would be able to do Jay verse according to y'all.
Meek Mill,
Kendrick,
Lil Baby.
Ooh, Lil Baby. That's a good one.
And
I gotta hear the beat again.
Lil Baby would kill that.
Lil Baby, yeah, he hell killed yeah.
Lil Baby yeah. would kill that.
Definitely.
Beat. I only got two.
I'm sorry, I had to hit a beat.
That's cool.
That shit. No, keep it playing because we're going to ride it on that. Yeah, that shit, hey, yo.
Pause, my man. Give me one. You say Kendrick?
I don't care Kendrick on this beat.
Not on the song with
Not Baby the new Kendrick.
Me. Yeah.
What about Cole?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cole.
Give me Cole.
Yeah. So, all right, so we got two more spots.
Give me Meek Mill, give me Lil Baby, and give me J. Cole. That's my three.
That's a nice three. Nitty,
who get the 6 minutes?
Ooh.
I give it to J. Cole.
It's a lot of people that can get on this shit though.
But
make us talk about. But if it would have dropped the way we talking about it now, and I understand we talking about it because of Jay, but would have made us been like, bro, you know that shit that damn was on Khaled album with.
Kendrick would have had to get the 6. Kendrick or Cole would have had to get the 6.
Okay,
the last joint.
So Kendrick Cole and who your third is? He already named two. So Kendrick Cole and who would be your third?
No, I'm saying like the only way we like if you put it like that.
Yeah.
The way somebody on the end get way more than somebody else,
mm-hmm.
it'd have to be the Kendrick or Cole in that spot.
For me, it'd have been Cole. It would have been Baby. And the 6 minute spot would have been Kiss.
Dead Baby?
Little Baby. Little Baby. And Kiss would have had to get the 6 minute spot for me.
That beat right there?
Yeah,
Jada Kiss.
Jada Kiss.
I'd have put Fab on it before I put
Jada. That nigga. It's a lot of niggas that could have been on that. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think like hearing it now. I don't think I could redo it without Jay Z and Wayne. Ross is the one
who can get
replaced.
Yeah.
To me, like,
and you putting Jeezy in his spot.
I wouldn't want to.
I said it could. I'm not saying.
You can't, man. Hell no, you ain't gonna put Jeezy on that shit. Fuck no. Well, that might work.
I'm telling you,
that might work.
Y'all gotta listen to some shit with Jeezy and Ross. They on a lot of the same tracks.
They are.
That my favorite Jay Z verse is a track on is a Jeezy track. Seen It All.
Yeah,
and he ripped that shit.
Ripped it.
He did.
You know what I'm saying?
Ripped it.
Well, y'all know the email stay open, man. So I know this was a hot take, so I had to jump on it. Pause. So you know the email open. If you got any opinions about who verse was harder, what made whoever verse top notch for you, who you would swap out, swap in, or if you just telling me shut the fuck up, J that nigga, email me that too. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think about it. Hov, tell everybody where they can find you at, G.
Adrian Jacobs on Facebook, King of FOE on Instagram. And I hear what y'all they saying about me too, man. Y'all better cut that shit out, man. Because if y'all don't forgive me, God did.
Nitty.
Man, you can find me on Nitty from the One on Instagram, Cody McLaren on Facebook. Shit. Stay up, drink water, mind your fucking business, pray about it.
Yeah, sir. Bobby.
I don't got no advice for niggas. But. It's OG Bobby everywhere. Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. iTunes, everywhere.
Mm. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'm going to have a single for you. I don't know about
easy.
Yeah. I just got to say, man, you know, like, looking at me, man, I'm surprised too. I'd be surprised if I was you too. You feel me? I'm up here every week, baby. Y'all know where y'all can find me, but I'm gonna be in that corner office though. You heard?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I see it. We building it. We building it. Before I go, let me leave y'all with a financial tip for the day, man. It's shit gonna be real simple. It ain't gonna be all in depth and drawn out like my last couple. Easy. Keep your eyes on what you got and not on what the next nigga got.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to have what he have unless you go get it. So stop trying to down, break your back to try to go get something somebody else got to make you feel good. Be happy with what you got. Simple financial tip for the day. Live within your means and what make you happy.
That real, right? That boy.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that, forgive Hov, because God did. But for Cain, I don't believe in him, so God forgive, I don't.
Jesus.
Catching this.
Still rapping, boy. Kick the snow off a frozen tin. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers.